Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. Lots to talk about in terms of price action, chart action over the last 24 hours. Pretty much a split day there, but most of the domestic equity areas, including the S&P 500, there was down about 0.5%, well off the lows for the last 24. It kind of opened up starkly lower, just domestic equities in general, and then rallied up into the close. Towards the downside, though, we did see some commodity-focused areas, gold and crude oil down about 2.5%. Towards the upside, we did see longer duration bond fund TLT up about 1.75%, as well as developed markets representative EFA up nearly 1%. In terms of chart action for the last 24, we'll go ahead and start with the major domestic equities representative, the S&P 500 Equal Weighted Index, SPX EWI. This one reversed back down into a column of O's, now with some stark resistance there from 2025 highs around 7,400. Now, it's not great to see those highs off of those 24, or excuse me, all-time highs back in early 2024, but the longer-term picture is still positive here. Nice kind of level of support just around the middle of the trading band on a buy signal and in a positive trend as well. So, again, don't love to see the reversal down in the near term, but just like elsewhere in the domestic equity front, things are still looking strong. And when you take a look at the S&P 500, there also got a reversal back down here. Now, very similar picture, despite sitting at those all-time highs, still on a positive trend on a buy signal there, but that kind of near-term resistance from those 2025 highs around 6,100 is certainly noticeable here. We've really been kind of range-bound for the better part of the last few months on this chart. And so you take a look at where we could kind of fall towards if we do see some continued downside participation. You look towards 5,850, 5,800. That could be a likely landing spot. Those would be the lows for 2025. Towards the upside, of course, we're going to watch those all-time highs here at 6,100. Next, talking about the Russell 2000, so some small caps there. Yesterday, they did move lower there to meet 2025 lows at the reading of 2160 on that default chart. Small caps, of course, have been an area we're looking for participation. Just really hasn't happened so far in 2025, down around 2.7% at the time of this recording on Wednesday, the 26th. Now, from here, of course, we do have that noticeable upside resistance around 2320 on that default chart. That's that point of resistance around those all-time, or excuse me, 2025 highs, as well as the bearish resistance line up above. So if we did get an kind of reversal back up, let's watch the middle of the trading band and then further there, that bearish resistance line there at that point. Next, NASDAQ composite just running through them here. That one continued lower yesterday with that poor open to a logical point of support around those 2025 lows around 18,900. Now, again, still pretty, heavily consolidating over the course of the last couple of months, similar to other areas in domestic equities. However, at this point, that kind of elephant in the room is going to be that stark overhead resistance around 20,000 to around 20,200 for the NASDAQ composite. If we did get a reversal back up into X's, that's going to come around 19,300 there for the NASDAQ composite, something to watch out for. Next, talking about a couple commodity-focused areas, gold GC backslash did move lower yesterday, posting its first sell signal of 2025 there at 29.10 before moving all the way down to 28.90. Now, of course, all that said, things are still pretty constructive here. I wouldn't take this sell signal as a sign of weakness just quite yet. Of course, market movement is just that. We were heavily overbought. So a return down to normalcy, kind of the middle of the trading band, maybe kind of looking towards 28.70 and then further around 28.40. That isn't out of the question here. Again, I'm not treating this as a sign of significant weakness. What I am watching here, though, is crude. I mentioned that one is the biggest loser yesterday, down about 2.5%. We did see that one return to a sell signal again for the first time in 2025 and also returning to a negative trend. Now, you and I talked about this, and it looks like we have seen another instance of really just some chop where we got that false trend break there before now moving back down. Of course, from here, bulls have been pretty eager to defend 67 and 66 or so. So the mid 60s have been a point they've been looking to defend, not only back in 2024, but you take a look through 2023 as well, kind of the mid 60s are also a point to watch. So again, that's going to be an important point to monitor as we move into March. And then from there, looking towards reversals back up into X's around the middle of the training band, around 73, 74, and then further than that trend line up above around 78 in the upper 70s. Next, just wrapping up with a brief comment on AGG. moving back higher yesterday, back into a positive trend and returning to a buy signal. However, even with that said, broad fixed income in general has been a relatively weak point, weak area so far in 2025, only with a 1.24 fund score. Just wanted to at least mention the trend break there. From here, we have support just below the middle of the trading band around 96.75 for AGG. And of course, the last one we'll wrap up here with is NVIDIA. Of course, everyone's thinking about that as earnings come out post-close today on Wednesday the 26th. NVIDIA is a three-for-fiver. We've put a lot of kind of color in the recent research about how NVIDIA and semiconductors in general have been pretty range-bound. You take a look at the chart, we're at levels we've kind of been at over the course of the last maybe 6 to 8 months or so. So in terms of kind of upside action, things have kind of stalled out in terms of semiconductors in general. Of course, on the earnings call, we're going to be looking towards a couple different areas of support. First, they're around 114, and towards the upside, around 142. Of course, that's kind of a wide band, maybe around 10% towards either way. So certainly not expecting to get there, but just a couple points to watch out for in terms of bigger moves for NVIDIA post-close today. All right, that's going to do it for me here. Hope everyone has a good day, and we'll be back again tomorrow.